Abai is saying, Abai is saying that there is a higher from the Mishneh Yume, that what? That the Rebbe covered. Is Ola Hacharo. In other words, that anyone recovered. Is Ola Hacharo. So he says, and Rebbe said, no, there is no right, because over there it's Rebbe Motzu. And then that's it. The portion of Rebbe Motzu. Rebbe Motzu is Ola Hacharo. But, so the Gemara is saying, the Raya to Abai, that it's a Rav Sheni Motzu. What's the Raya? That it's a Rav Sheni Motzu? You must listen to the Rebbe Kolach, Ola Hacharo, the Alba Gav, the Tome, Sveiki Tome, Al-Kolcho, Lav Sveiki, Mimiton and Abkhiya, the Chayot in Olof, Al-Bi, Asmito, Yusef, Olof, Tom. So in other words, the Raya, so it's a Raya, that it's a Rav Sheni Motzu. What's the idea that it's a rape shame? because even though the Mishnah uses the law, she's snake domain. So, as far as the Mishnah itself, without the previous price, so we could say that the business why it's domain is because it's a sofik. Not with a sofik. So, if it is with a sofik, then we could say like what? That Rainbow Motso. That Daman, so the place where is a Reif Sheinimot, is a Reif Sheinimot. But in view of the fact that Rav Chiya says, Chayov no vav bias midor yisir vod atumo, so it's not Sofik Damido, it's Vada Damido. Because if it had been considered a Sofik Damido, so it would be saved. Tares, we are only saved Vada Tomei. Because there is a nisya to be saved, tares tumis kochi. But if it is balei tumis, so then it's a nisya to be saved. But if it's only tumis, so then the halacha should be taken, not saved. Since the priya says that the dama mitzvah of the priya is only saved, so in other words, so we see that the pshat in the mishneh of dama mitzvah of the priya is fake tumis, even though it uses the expression fake, not that with the sofik it's tumis, it's balei. So that's a raya. If it is Vada Tomei, so it's a raya. So it's a raya that it's to Abai. That it's a Rav Sheni Motzu. It's a Rav Sheni Motzu. It's a Rav Sheni Motzu. So I mean, the question is, what's the raya in other words? If we say that it's a Rav Sheni Motzu, then we can understand this why Dama Mutsu of the prisoner is Vada. Minachem is considered as a Vada. But if the Rav is a Rav is to be considered as a Rav Hamotzu, as Rav says, so then, even though, so it should be considered as Vada, Dachedea, but it should be considered only as a Sofik Dam. It doesn't even make sense, I'm sorry. So apparently, now, what is Rav Hamotzu and what is Rav Sheni Motzu? Now, there is a Shiras HaRosh in Shem gets us in Bo Mitzir. I mean, this is very important for Siman Kuf Yud in your day. So, there is a Shite, I mentioned it many times, in the Sugi in Bo Mitzir, the Yud, I think, of Hasvekis Nen Nosim Nidil Nisasa. So Tetzus says the Kashe, we should go Bosaho, call the Polish, to the Polish. That's Tetzus the Kashe. So Tetzus says, the Rosh, you should go back to this. Gives it that, I don't want to go over the whole Gemara. But, so the Rosh, you should go back to this, go back to the Hashu, in the Sugye, of Asvekis, in Tokfeke, in the Sugye of Tokfeke, of Asvekis, the Rosh, in the Yom Nisasa. So this is a, so the Rosh says that even though we do apply the halacha from Polish to other Polish, but it's still considered Sofik. Because called the Polish to other Polish is a din. It's not a din. So there is a Shech Schweitzer there. It's a din. In other words, not the halacha. In other words, so the Rosh in Shilipubetes, in Bomitzia says that this halacha of Tesha Hamis, that if Nimtza, so then, if it's Nimtza in the street, so, and there are nine stores, that sell kosher and one sells in melee, so it's buta lochrei. So it's not that it's a bill. Not a bill just because there are nine stores that sell kosher. So we say this piece of meat came from one of the nine, not from the one that sells in melee. No, there is no bill. There is no bill. See, we can be tailored, we can rely and call the Polish for the boss. But it's not a deal. A sucking is. Now, and the Chef Schmeitze mentions in Machlekes, the Rambam in the Rayet, there is one more question, so it's really how long have a pay, how long so now look at a pay, how long have a pay, how super she needs to be here, she needs back. Suppose you find a baby, an infant, found it, and we don't know whether it's Israel, the baby is Israel or not. So the Rambam said, so who you read for years, so the Aloha is, who you read for years, Raku, is put a lachim in the babies. Who you read for Yisroya, Marzir la Vilosik Yisra. Then the Aloha of Zion, the Rambam says, yearly, she call Midino, she is Goshif Ho Yaku, who you read, who you was super anutsa shom Sofik Aku and Sofik Kebe, Kishinisa Yeres, Moshe Bialu, Haveizu Sofik Yishish, So in other words, even though we rely on all, but if let's say someone was found, a baby was found, and we don't know whether it's a Jewish baby or it's a Polish baby. And it's an ear, Sheruba Yisrael. It's an ear, Sheruba Yisrael. So then, and he married a woman. So then, he was Mikadosh. And then someone was Mizana with this woman. So he cannot meet out missing. Against them. Why? As long as there is one goy, one nochris in the city, even though, let's say, it's a population of 10,000 people, and 9,999 are Jews, and one woman is in nochris, so there is a possibility that this infant might be her infant. So we rely on God, but let's say, if that infant, when he grows up, when he comes to God, so he was the Kaddish and Isha, and then someone was designed with that Isha, so he should be Chayyim Isha at all. It's all Israel. So even if you have 1,000 Nochris in the city, but we should say, call the Polish, call the Polish, that the infant is a Jewish infant. And then he was the Kaddish and Isha, so she's the Kaddish, so she's in the Shish, and then you will be Zamin, and she will be Chayim Isha. We do not meet our list. As long as there is one ship or one Nochris in the city, how will you meet? Why? Because in ancient Israel, there is a possibility. If there is one Nochris in the city, so it's possible that this baby was her baby, she dropped him. And from the melee, and then when we grew up many years later, he was Mikavish and Isha, she's not the Kadeshes. If Enochi is Mikavish and Isha, so she's not the Kadeshes. So the melee, So in the middle, you cannot tweet out any logic. She nearly also. Because of the Heidenthal, so the Heidenthal is massacre. Because of the Heidenthal, what some of them said is an Eden, she knew him in the first of Sakhar Oro. There is a Oro. That he killed the forces for Sarah. So here too, there is copy Polish, copy Polish, just because there is one Ochris in the city. So we should be Hishish, we got the forces. Maybe the infant was her baby, and she brought him. So that seems to be very strong Kasoge. Again, against Rambam. So the Shishmaita says that the Rambam Shite is in line with the Shite of the Rosh, she converts to Montier, that even though there is a Ochre, of having habits of Congo Polish, we will Polish, but as philosophic it is, it's not a silver. It's not a silver. In other words, the probe is a deem, not a deal. So, in Surin, the signals are also, it's not a deal, it is a sophic, but we don't have to do change. How about the Rambam Shite, that every snake in the ice and that is the Kule, could it say that sophic is a deal? But that's the thing at all. That if there is a sophic, you don't have to do change. So in the middle, the Rosh says that where there is love, two is still is something, but it's not a question. After all the habits, we can be tailored in the law, but in view of this, but we cannot be damned in the Rosh on the basis of something. So that's why Ramon says, even if there is one more in the city, so in the middle, we cannot give or we cannot meet our missing. Misa to the one who is misane with the woman who this infant when he grew up was mikach because of the possibility maybe the infant was in Ochri with the child of that no single Ochri is in the city. Oh, but then the Raya is a kashe, but it's a gemore, it's a heaven in Chum that Hilchi was a role by the Poshes. So the Shifmaitzi says that the Rambam distinguishes it's equal in the Rosh between the Ruben Nisekamon and the Ruben Resekamon. When a foundling is found in the street and all are Jews, and there is a new going. So what kind of Rosh is it? It's called Polish or Ruben Polish. So it's a Ruben Nisekamon. It's a Ruben Nisekamon. So the Ruben Nisekamon, that is no deal. It's not a number. It's a D. So maybe we cannot rely on the process in respect to the process. We cannot rely. It's not trying to say a D. By the process there is a word in ancient Israel. If it is something, you cannot give me. Isum, so there is a cross across. Teisha Hanuels. Two, there is no bill, and possibly that this piece of meat is the melee, but the Torah is matters to rely on. That's all. Even though it's not a man. But by forces, we cannot be done unless it's a bad. That's who the Nisimah. Mashiach came, or the Gemara in Sanhedrin, or the Gemara in Chum says that we go to Salo, even by Rube. So, even by the forces, that is reference to Rube Lesekam. What is Rube Lesekam? What's an example of Rube Lesekam? Like, how is one allowed to eat meat? Maybe there is a traitor. And even if he was bathing the behemoth, only one of the behemoth, he didn't find naked. Maybe there was a naked in the village, he'd be walking shchite, and then after Mishach, we cannot find out whether there was a naked or not. So, the answer is because we go across the road. That's a woman dress coming. It's not the woman dress coming. Really, the behemoth is in the behemoth. Or macro women. Maybe we have other people. So we go over some of that's not a Ruben Isikamon. It's a Ruben Lesikamon. Ruben Lesikamon is a bill. So the Hoshi thing is that Ruben Isikamon is a bill. It's not a bill. Ruben Lesikamon is a bill. Why? Because Ruben Lesikamon, like Makarovi, maybe he's not his father, but Rebbe is on the Hahaba. So that's a wonder. In other words, we know that the wife of this man gave birth to this baby. We have a, how do we know that he is the father? Because Rebbe Yehuda is our Rabba. So the male, it's an undere. Or Rebbe Yehuda is an apprentice. So it's an undere. So that's a bill. So now, when Rebbe says, Rebbe Motsukam, Rebbe Motsukam, Rebbe Motsukam, now according to this, Rabbi is saying that you cannot deduce from the Mishnah Midah that we call it Hachara. Actually, when Rav Hanita says we call it Hachara, the ordinary case, or the case of a Nihol, Shenitza, or Yirakelacho, what kind of word is it? It's a word of the Yisakamon. We consider, where did the Ritzayach come? Did it come from this city or did it come from that city? So, or in case of the family, or in case of Nipu and Nutzon. So it's a question where it came from. So there it's Ruben Yisakamon. Or Ruben Yisakamon. But, in the case of Dam Shenitzon, it's not the Ruben Yisakamon. Ruben Yisakamon is only Shaya when you have concrete objects. Concrete people or concrete objects, and the question is where it came from. So then we say, "Come the police, go the police." So that's who it is coming. But let's say when you have a baby, you eat bosom, you are served bosom. Maybe it's a craving. So it's not a question. If we knew, that in a certain slaughterhouse there were a certain number of babies. Certain number of behemoths that are brave, and behemoths that are not brave, then we could consider it. And we know that this meat came from that slaughterhouse. So then it would be a woman Israel. But when one eats meat, he doesn't know of any behemoths that are brave. He doesn't know of any behemoths that are not brave. He just doesn't know. But we say that most behemoths are not brave. It's not a woman Israel. Come on. It's a woman Israel. So that's a deal. Now, Rav Hanita's din is mentioned in connection with the Ruben Yisakamon. You see the Gemara's kasha from Nipu Anu Tzom Tzir Hamishim Amo. So in Ruben Yisakamon, the Shaila is, where does it come from? Mashe'inkei, Makor Mevinei. It's not a question where it comes from. The question is, the mother, she gave birth. We know that this woman is the mother. We are able, we saw. They are doctors who deliver the baby. So they know that this woman gave birth to this baby. But the question is, did she conceive from her husband or she conceived from some other man? So that's not a question of who is Kamon. It's not a question of who is, it's a woman less Kamon. So that's a woman. Now, Rav Hanita said this aloche in regard to who is Kamon. And then Abaye deduces this aloche from the Mishnah Midah. So, Rabbi says to Abaye, what kind of a is? Oh, Rav Hanita's aloche has reference to Ruben Yisakamon. So, Ruben Yisakamon, fine. So we could say that it's not like Rav Hanita. But when you mention the Mishnah Midah, that's a Ruben Yisakamon. That's a Robamotsu. What does a Robamotsu mean? Robamotsu. So that way there is an umdre. It's mucha. It's a rob that is mivaneh, it's mucha. So memele. So what kind of a rai is it? That rob, the dungeon, so we praise there. So we say Svekitomei. So even a rov sheini motzu. So holach bosararo. Maybe over there we say sveki tome. Maybe over there we say sveki tome. Rabbi says tabaye because it's rov motzu. But if it's a rov sheini motzu, so it's only in the vader. So if it's a rov sheini motzu. If it's a rov sheini motzu, so maybe kovel prevails if it's against a rov sheini motzu. Now, and Teitzves Shita is like Reb, that the whole shaila is as to whether Reb v'korev hamuchach is olah hachamor. But Reb v'korev sheini muchach, then it goes without saying that it's olah hachamor. So the whole shaila revolves around the question as to whether kumah demuchach on one hand and rov is olah hachamor. But kumah sheini muchach goes without saying. So the male, Abaye assumed that the damshin to be praised is a rov sheini motzu. Now, how could we say that Dam Shemutza be praised there as a Rav Sheim Monsur? A Rav Sheim Monsur. But Dam Shemutza be praised there is definitely a Rav Vesekam. You couldn't say, you couldn't consider that a Rav Vesekamon. Rav Vesekamon is only Shalach. We have certain concrete gadgets or concrete objects. And the question is, this gadget, let's say this fountain, whether it came from the soil or from the acre, or you have concrete objects, and the question is, this nipple, whether it came from this shaver, from that shaver. So, Masha'in came, here, you don't have a dam. Either in the heaven or in the world, you have dam. That would be shyer if you always had a reservoir of dam. In the Aliyah, you had a reservoir of dam in the Heder, and the question is, this dam that leaked out, did it leak out from the Heder, did it leak out from the Aliyah? Then you could apply the deen of Kol Mipovis Mor Mipovis. But the Heder does not have, it is not a storehouse for dam. The woman would be very sick if the Heder, if the uterus would be a storage place, a reservoir of dam. So in other words, so you don't have any concrete objects in either the Heder or in the area. But from time to time, every month, so a woman has menstrual bleeding. But it's not end if it came from the allele. So again, because maybe in the urinary tract there is an ulcer, and then there was bleeding. So the blood came from the urinary tract. But it's not shaykh to say Hubel Yizikamon is only shaykh when we have in a certain place, we have such objects and such objects. And the question is whether it came from the soil or it came from the akko. Or let's say, if it came a piece of meat that came from stores, and we don't know. So we have concrete shkute meat in these stores and concrete veil meat in this store. So we can say, what is it coming? If the nature of the things have been that in the Heder there is always a reservoir of God, and in Dalio there is a reservoir of God, but that the Heder has a larger supply of God than Dalio, then we could conceive the concept of who it is coming to the people. But neither the Heder nor Dalio has a reservoir of God. The question is, the dam came because of a bleeding. Now, so there is menstrual bleeding that takes place every month in the uterus of the woman, and sometimes a woman is affected with certain pathological conditions, she has an ulcer in the urinary tract, so don't submit, so it's not child. So the question is, what kind of bleeding was there? So that's like Roy Behemoth said in Brain Bates. So it's a Rules Kamon. And Teresa says that this is a Rules Kamon. So, Ushman the Rubin Reise, Rosh the Rubin Reise Kamon. The Rubin Reise Kamon, the Tzor, the Meida. The Meida. Shman the Kron, the Sivar Kamon. So, Dam Shemitzo, the place there, Dam Shemitzo, the place there, has reference to a Rubin Reise Kamon. So, the question is, Abayi assumes that Dam Shemitzu praise there is Rav Sheim Monsur. So clearly he wants to mention that as a raya to the halacha of Rebbe Kol Volach Karov, but it's a different kind of Rav. The answer is, now, that is also mentioned, not in connection with our Gemara, that Shemitzu says that just as the Rosh and the Rambam say, that Ubed Yisikamon is not a bureau, it's only a din, but Ubed Yisikamon is a bureau. But you could find, you could visualize a Rubin Lesekamon that wouldn't be in the Bible, but it would still be affected by Nisya, by Yisurin, on the basis of it. I mean, there is such a Shite. That's the Shite of the Rabban in Kushi, that by Domash Be'arba, by Ishishish, so we can only rely on the Rov HaTov B'Teva, but we cannot rely on the Rov HaTov B'Min. In the Sukhi in Yushi Dafnun, there, when the Ruben is Sabre and Hoda Mikachi. And Minute Mikachi and Hoda Misabre. In other words, suppose a Hossi. One is engaged. So he sent to his scholar Sabonis. Very. Now the question is whether she is to be considered. Indeed, the Sabonis was delivered to the Kaleh baby. So the question is, did he mean to send it? To send it b'teres Gushim or b'teres Sabonis? So then Ramban mentions Ishite that took your soul there with the. So, in other words, that regarding Ishishish, we do not rely on the role that are told in it. The role that are told in it, in other words, if it is Ruben Mikachi, suppose it's Ruben Mikachi, the Hoda Misabre, Ruben Mikachi, Hoda Misabre, and Miut is Misabre, the Hoda Mikachi. It means what we catch. So now, if we don't know that he was Mikabish, and then, but he sent Sabonis to the Kale to Aldei. So then, if it is Ruben Mikachi, the Hoda Misabre, if it's Ruben Mikachi, Hoda Misabre, so the Mele, from the point of view of war, she should not require a get from the one who sent Sabonis. Because if the meaning of the Roim, the order in this Medina is that Ruben Mikache Roda Misabre, so they don't send any Sabonis unless they were Mikadish ones. So the Mele should not be Reishit. So the Ramban mentions a Kirsa Sagini that but in regard to Ishishish, we are Reishishim for a minute. And we do not rely on God. Why? Because since it's a robot only minik, so we have to change. Maybe this person is not conventional and he doesn't care for the practices and the customs and the conventions of people. So, in other words, so the Shechmaitz explained it. The Shechmaitz explained it that if it is a robot only teva, like three babies in three things, or read Noshim in nightless. So there, it's a Rokatol B'teva, so we rely on Mikoshe, in regard to Mikoshe too. And we certainly rely in regard to Nisar Yishish. But if it's a Rokatol B'mine, so in Yisud in Kovatel Kuvre, we rely on it. As deep, just as we rely on Kovatel Kuvre, the Ube Polish. Even though it's not a deal. But Nifoshes, we couldn't rely on it to Nifoshes. Because, in other words, we have two Alohas. We have Aloha of Rov as a bill. But even when Rov cannot be in the barrier, even when Rov cannot be in the barrier, so it's still effective with Tiras Din. So the Roshiti is that Rov at all, that the Roshiti is that Ruben Issa Kamon is not in barrier. It's not a bill. And, but Ruben Issa Kamon is a bill. But the problem is, it is a Ruben Issa Kamon. But it's a Rov at all in the middle. So it's not stronger than Ruben Isaac Amor. Ruben Isaac Amor. Because if it's a robot, so we can say that this person is not conventional. He doesn't conform to, he doesn't adhere to the conventions of the people. So true, most people, so it's Mikachi Roda Misabre. But this person could be, most people is Misabre Roda Mikachi. But this person might have decided first to be Kaddish and then to send Sabonis. So the melee it's not the people. But in Isabeta, in Kolatel Kore, so it's a deen. But Mashaikin regard to Isabeshish, so it is the deen of the Foshes. So the melee, we cannot rely on the Rav Tolmi. So that means that from that Ramban it appears that just as Ruben Isikamon, according to the Ramban in Rosh, is indeed not in the barrier, and it still can be effective, so even a Ruben Isikamon, that usually is a pure too, but suppose for some reason it cannot be in the barrier, because it's a robot all the minute, so it cannot be in the barrier, because it's very likely that any particular person decided to deviate from the custom and the conventions of people. But in Sumin it's still effective because of the deen of God. It's a question. But then we cannot rely on it. So in other words, now we raise the question. Abaye assuming a connotation that Dam Shemitah betrays the is a Reif Sheinimos. A Reif Sheinimos. But if it's a Reif Sheinimos, so then, but here it's a Ruben Lesekamon. And the Ruben Lesekamon is a Bill. The answer is, why is Ruben Lesekamon a Bill? Because usually a Ruben Lesekamon is a Lokamot. Because that's the definition. That's the definition of Ruben Lesekamon. That's the definition of Ruben Lesekamon. In other words, Reif Bill is on a Chahaba. Reif Bill is a Reif. There is an internet. There is an evidence. So, there is an ayah. There is a presumption. So, but if for some reason a certain Ruben Lesekamon cannot be Mevayel, it's not a Motzu. As for example here Abaye holds, it's not a Motzu. Why? Because in order to come from the Chedea, then it must have been preceded by a certain kind of a twist in the body. And that's not usual. So the Mele, it's not Mechiyah, it's not the Ovamotso. So it cannot be Mibare. But even though it cannot be Mibare, so by itself it is effective, just like Kubenise Kamon is effective according to the Rambam, even though it's never in Mibare. So Abaye assumed the dungeon which of the is not the Ovamotso. It's not the Ovamechiyah. If it's not a lot here, so it's not a bill. Now, if it's not a bill, so melee, it has the same deen, like a Ruben Isekamon. And Rav Hanina's deen is primarily mentioned in connection with the Ruben Isekamon. Then, so Rabbi says, no. Rabbi says, you cannot deduce from Damshin to the place there. Damshin to be praised is a Rabbanot. So maybe that's the reason why Sneaky is done. Mashenke, a Rav Sheinimot, so then, as against Kurbe de Muchach, Rav Sheinimot, as against Kurbe de Muchach, so then you could say that Kurbe de Muchach prevails. That's what Rabbi said. So the Gemara says, the Tone of Apriye, wait, in other words, the Arayet to Abaye, we must listen that Damshin to the place there has a theme of Reif Sheinimot. We must listen to the Rebikorei for the Chachari, the Avogad Victor, Sveiki Tone, our Kochachvav Sveikyo, So that means, so Gemara say, if we say like Abaye, that Dam to be praised there is a Reif Sheinimotzu, then we can understand as to why Reif Bikore and Kubed Mucha, because here the Aliyo is considered the Kubed Mucha as this, for example. So then we can understand as to why it's considered as Vada, not a Sofik. Why? Because if it is a Reif Sheinimotzu, so then it is to be considered as a role, not on the basis of Ruben. So then we can say that it's considered as a Vada. So we can say that it can be considered as a Vada, and because of this, there is a cause of a Chagav Lattis. But if it is a Rebamotso, so then it's on the basis of Wunden. Because if it is Rebamotso, so then it is to be considered as a Rebamotso on the basis of Wunden. If it's a Rebamotso, so then it can be considered as a Rebamotso on the basis of Din, because of this, there is a cause of a Chagav Lattis. And even not on the basis of Umdin. So it hasn't been bad because of the Zerzakosu of Akhavu Matis. So even as against the Kuban Mucha, then the Zerzakosu, that we go for Sarov. Now, Now, we said, according to the Rosh, that called the Polish law the Polish, but Hasidic Bada it is. And the first is, we cannot be done. But still, there is no doubt that if somebody, let's say, if there were, let's say, 9 stores, let's say, sell here, and 1 store sells sugar, and then someone found a chatich in the street, near the stores, and he doesn't know whether it came from the store that sells shemen, or it came from the 9 stores that sell chemen. And then another person, or the same person, found it, ate it. So then, what will be the way to bring? A chatos or a neshutot? You definitely be the way to bring a chatos, not a neshutot. But you ask, according to the Rosh, it's a silly matter that's a sophic, and according to the Rambam, the common Polish, the common Polish is only a deen, it's not a pillow. So it's still a sophic. How can you bring a chatos? The answer is, even if we say it's not a pillow, it's a deen. But what does the deen imply? That there's a cause of implies, that there's a cause of implies that it is to be considered, that it is to be considered to have a deen of Allah. There is no doubt that if 9 stores sell chil, and 1 store in the market sells shumer, and then somebody found the chatir, he doesn't know from which store it came. And so we go to Pasaro, so we assume that it is chil, and then if somebody will eat it, he'll be the chuyah, the chatas kabua, not in Oshetor. Even though the Rosh says it's not a bureau, so it's not to be also, but it's as a also that we consider it as a din of Adam, even though it's not to be. But it is a din of Adam. It is the same chayyah as a bala. So in the melee, this is what the Mori said. If we say that the dungeons of the place there is not Levamotsu, so then it has the same status as Huli Nisekam. Ruben Nisekamon is not based upon the Nihoche, not based upon the Nihimene, it's based upon the Zerzakosu, and it has the Chimio of the Barai. So that's why it's Chayonov, how be as big as Viserys Noro as a Trumo. Viserys Noro as a Trumo. Let's say, the same thing would be true, if, let's say, suppose you have 9 stores that have Trumot mail, and 1 store that sells Trumot table. I mean, such a situation. And then somebody will find near the stores a Trumot, and he doesn't know whether it came from the store that sells Trumot table or from 9 stores that sells Trumot mail. So we say, come boys from the boys, and then we would be safe. Even though Sophic domain, we are not saying that's only Sophic, but Al-Pidin we don't rely on. But if there is a Zasakoso, that Al-Pidin we have to rely on the law, so then we are saying it. So, this is what the Mori says. So he says, the Tonic and Chil, Tarnitz and Chil, the higher obvious leader, he says, oh, but who? So he tells the Din of Badai. So, this way, if we say, that the Rov is a Rov Sheinim also. So the Melee, it's not based upon a Munde. So it's not based upon a Munde. It's a Din. A Kirasakoso. So the Melee, we can understand that. So that's a Kirasakoso. That even as against the Kuv of the Muchach, against the Kuv of the Muchach, so it still is to be considered as a Vat. But, according to Rov, that this is a Rov Hamotso. And if it is a Rima Motso, so then it's not based upon the Sakosu of Achir Abu Mahatis, but it's based upon a Nundine, like Hazok in the prayer says, Mane, it's a Nundine. And Kuben Muchach, what is the effectiveness of Kuben Muchach? Also is a Nundine. So in other words, so Rima Motso, so if you have a conflict between Rima Motso, which essentially is a Nundine, and Kuben Muchach, so it's two undenes, two chazokes. Reba Motsu is an undenes, so it's a chazoke. Like chazoke and prayer says money. And what is for the Muhar? Also an undenes. So if you have a stira between two undenes, on one hand, there is a presumption that it came from the Aliyah. and that the woman suffers from a certain pathological condition in the urinary tract. So, because the dam, from that wheel it can come out without a twist. Mashenkin in order to come out from the cheder, so it must be preceded by a special kind of a twist in the body of the woman. And that's not huge. So we have one choche, one choche, that it came from the wheel. On the other hand, because it's a natural phenomenon in a woman every month to have menstrual bleeding, So we have a rov amechiyach and we have a kum amechiyach. So it should be like two chazokes. So it should be something, and we shouldn't be serious at all. This is how, this is what it is. Umaramen here, the rov amechiyach, the rov amechiyach, the eni motzu, אם כן מייקו משהו רב חנמי, כי מי שמי לבוא ונתון את הבחיר, אבל מסיס נהיד אלו היוכל וחיר, ואפילו אם אני ראי בו מוצו, הוא צריך רב חנמי להשמין אותו, ולנהימה, סבי כיתומי הרסוף ממש. So the Maram says that in the country, that we are there, it's they don't have here, and it's not the Gimori saying it, it's an Ayita Baye, but that the Tromi is saying, it's a Hemshach of Tromi's family, Rov is chelik al abaye in regard to the question as whether dam shenitzu praise there is to be considered reva motzu or reva sheni motzu. Abaye says it's a reva sheni motzu, and Rov says it's a reva motzu. So Mahame Meir, the Rov maizel in the reva motzu, the meni motzu, because if we say that it's any motzu, so what kind of a chidesh does Rav Chanina tell us? My Kamash for Rav Chanina, Kim Vishanu, Militon Rav Chanina, אבל מסיסים ידעו ילוח מחיה, דאפי מנרי מומוצו, הוא צלב חמיר להשמינון, לא ידעי בסבי כיתום אחד בסוד הכממש. So now wait, so Rome is a hemshech of all this time, right? And Rome is saying that דם שמוצו בפרייץ דייה is to be considered as a rainbow motzo. Because if דם שמוצו בפרייץ דייה is not to be considered as a rainbow motzo, but is to be considered as a rei sheini motzu, then Rav Chanina doesn't tell us any chiddush. So Rav Chanina was just wasting his time. Why did he tell us a din that is already mentioned in the Mishnah Taras? The Mishnah Lide. So the Mishnah Lide, because kum v'muchah. So that was, because if we assume that the dam shenitzu praise there is a rov sheini motzu. If we say that dam shenitzu the praise there is a rov amotzu, then we can understand as why it was necessary for Rav Chanina to be mechadesh that halacha, because there is no mishnah mefreshes. But if we say that dam amotzu the praise there is considered as a roi, as a rei hamotzu, so mele the Mishnah Nidah that says that in connection with dam hamotzu we praise there, that rei bikorei borach acharoh couldn't be raya that rei sheini motzu bikorei bizorach acharoh, because maybe rov hamotzu bikorei kovel mucha izorach acharoh, because rov hamotzu is very strong yechoche, so that yechoche of amotzo is stronger than kovel muchach. Masheinke, that's in Mishnah Nidah, but Masheinke, rov sheini motzo, that is not such a yechoche. So that might not prevail over kovel muchach. So Chanina had to tell us a chiddush that even a rov sheini motzo prevails over kuvei demuch. But if we say like Abaye that the dam shenitzu of the praise there is also to be considered like a rov sheini motzu,
können wir überhaupt meisten mit dem Wort zu tun. Die Wort sind immer quasi noch keine Nicken. Ich habe nicht mit dem Trier. Aber was ist wieder ein Jochen Trier? Da können wir den Wort zu uns noch keine Überraschung noch. Und wenn es sind die Tomme, haben es auch nicht mal nicht. Und meine Rolle, die Rolle, wie kommen wir? Wir haben den Wort zu. Ist der Panin Raschino? Die mit der Tomme der Trier, aber mit dem Wort zu. Komm, hast du den Panin, den Wort zu. Weit, na. Idman, hobby ich jetzt so von mir noch. Oma Gala, nimmt sich gegen die Schaube in Israel Mut, gegen die Schaube noch im Asyl. Und Schmul Oma, nimmt sich gegen die Schaube in Israel Asyl. Eben im Heim Karo Asyl, that's a town. Town or suburb, that word can be said of God. Lende der Rachanine, komm ich mit mir, die Mariste der Rachanine. Schmul aber, zähle dafür nimmt sich gegen die Schaube in Israel. So is Asyl. Even though from the point of view of Kohe, so since it's close to a city that is Jewish, so we should say that the Chobiyas of Yanim came from that city. But so that Shmuel, he agreed with Rav Chanina's din, and Rav, he's chelek Rav Chanina's din, and he says, even though from the point of view of Chol, we should say that it is Yain Esach, it came from the role of Nochri, but, Hola Bosakore Rabot. So the Gemara says, Lim Rabchenik Mifuli, Ma Isle Rabchenik. In other words, Shmuel, Uma Rab, as a Kamine, Loi, Nikola Aron Isle Rabchenik, if Rab agrees with Rabchenik, so the question is, if Rab agrees with Rabchenik, why does Rab say, Mintzis Kinei Yerushalayim Yisroel Yisroel the mouse of our bottom, the mouse of our, in this in Haiti Kara, so if it came from the Gentile town, Akuma Upshume have not felt. That's the way, because the bays and the shallows in the river would have started, and it couldn't have reached that spot. So there is a riot that it did not come from the rough towns that are not Jewish, because there were many shallows that would have stopped the Chobiyas, and it couldn't have gone as far as this. So that leads us to the conclusion that it didn't have to pass the shallow water. This is what Rav says, even though there are many shallow spots and bays in the river, but sometimes the swiftness of the stream of the water of the river drives us beyond the shallow places and the bays in the river. Alright. How we had to become Chobiyas of Yad, the Shaka Padis Lord, Shari Rabine. In other words, he took it for granted that he didn't come from that paradise of all. It came from the Rif Komin that were not all. Lenin Mishusom in Rab Hanine. In other words, he ignored the proximity, the evidence presented by the proximity of that Chobiyas to the paradise of all. So the Gemara says, Shana also, Yi Mignaf Minei, Atzluye Vigaboy Nemitzni. So there is a riot. We could say that it's not like that the Rabbine does not pass the life of Hanina's name. But why was it Mati here? Because there was a special riot that it wasn't, because it was stolen. So if it was stolen from this Karen of all the Ganef, wouldn't have left it there. But if it's grapes, so then there is no riot that the Ganef wouldn't have left it there. So since there is no riot, so then we could say not like Rav Hanina, and so I will even reach the air, so we could say not like Rav Hanina. But so that word, so there is no riot that Rabbeinu passed like Rav Hanina. But the question is, according to Rav Hanina's din, the three recording is over. even without Teraya, the Midner from Noratzwe, the Gabon and Mitzlehe. So, even without the Teraya, so, according to Rav Hanina's din, so even by a Novi, we should say that it's Muter, because of Rabbeinu Kol Olah HaHarot. So, now, let's see what Jesus says. Lei mishum sofik abchanin, direkel mei ma nishal, mishum sofik kol mei chutz lo retin teres, do yi les lei ke abchanin, elo rei bikore, az nina basakore, vim kin han vado, ve atzmi li gado, vim teima, mikol mo kei ne yoseh, dehu bedal me nochen inu, ve habi yai nesach, ויש לימא, דברי גם מישראל, כדור של מסע לזמן. נא, חמי זיקה לחמי, וישנקכם ביקופוי, שערים ורוב, they were bottles of wine that were found פמונים ויקפונים שבקרק, ואיש על ישראל. שערים ורוב, שרובי was mad. לימא ויסודו את רחמיני, Leino di sotto capine, so di nuovo se, so di se se, dei, leino roba vesso di capine, per il suo roba in isla il mio di la capine, and so di mele, so, since roba agrees, so di cashi, since roba agrees with the dino of capine, so how was roba mati, the battles of wine, true, that they were found in the caring of Israel, being found in the caring of Israel. So from the point of view of Kohen, we should say that it was belonged to Israel. It's not Einesa, but from the Kohen Bola Chacharo. So we should say it came from the rain coming that were belonged to Nochim. So the Gemara says, so later we saw the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, Shamer Hosom. Shana also, the Rube Dishbuchoy Yisroel. Because most battlers, even according to the Hamine, it should be in there, because most of the battlers who battled the wine, who pegged the wine, were Yisroel. Vahane mine virabre. Avon zutre, eime amine drochino. So, that is only if it is a big battle. So we cannot be chayshish. Maybe a pedestrian dropped it. A small battle, so it's likely that he dropped it. But a big battle, it's not likely. So v'hanu milah b'rabbeh, avol zutreh eino meivu drochin nocha. So it's possible that a pedestrian dropped it, and most of the pedestrians are going. So maybe it's also v'yikir rabbeh v'ba'adaye. And if together with the small battles, they are also big battles. So then we say that even Ktani, it wasn't lost by Bidrochim. It wasn't Moshe Yerochim, but by the Menekeach, by those who deal with wine. He saw it was left. So, Ema Bavun Avaman, Chel Hashus Masa Chameo, Kishiyei Shtei Lili, Zegov Mize, Mia, Umar Bita Maso Mitzadecho, Umanicho Nid Kotel Etzel Hashus Maso. Anyway, so we have here a Gemara. We have here two Gemara. One Gemara in connection with Chatzre, Bechamre, Bishtaka, Bipardes, and all. So the Gemara says, "Leinu mishum sofik Rav Chanina." So the Gemara says, "Shana also midi miknaf menei atzkuy b'gavo lo mitzli atzkuy b'gavo lo mitzli." So v'hanu milechamre avonim v'mitzli. Now, so this is the we saw before. The this is the is that according to Rav Chanina. So the Gemara says, "V'hanu milechamre avonim v'mitzli." So, Teis Veshitin is that according to Rav Hanina himself, so even if it's Yivam, so it still would be, so it would, even if it's Yivam, so it would still be Mutar. Because maybe come about the Harod, that we saw in the Tesis. The Tesis says, so, and we come to the Chatzel, the Shtaka, the Parvise, Shalom, Shalom, the Kuba, the Nuchachu, Shemitza, the Parvise, the Ole Gufi. So Tesis says, that even if it is found in the Pardes itself of Ole, so according to Rav Hanina, that we become even called the Muchach is all a chachalo, so it will be muta. So that means that when the more according to the text says, when the more says, V'han milechamre, avonim v'mitzneye, so that means, according to Rav Hanina, so it says, V'han milechamre, avonim v'mitzneye, so mele, according to Rav Hanina, so only if we don't say like Rav Hanina, so then it will be muter. But if we do say like Rav Hanina, so it's only if we don't say like Rav Hanina, so it will be osir. But if we do say like Rav Hanina, so in case of anovi being found in the palace itself, so it will be muter. That's the issue. The Ramban.
Of the immediate.
Aber if the meets the air, so there it's not shaykh to be matir, and the basis of especially chochet. So there, according to Taisa, the Gemara is saying, you could only be matir on the basis of what Chaim is doing. But the Ramban, Shita is, Aber if the meets the air, so even on the basis of what Chaim is doing, we still cannot be matir. Why? Because here it's more than Rabbi Kohen. Here it's in the Mokim itself. So then we say, Kanim Tzokanon. Rabbiene, I don't tell Rabbiene, Aulias Rabbiene here. Aulias Rabbiene mentions another shita. He says that Shani Osom, the Niknekinei, Absuye, the Gabriel, Mizne, Mahane, Mule, Hamre. So then it is Muta Bitele Svada. So then it is Mutea Bitele Svada, Hamre. And even the Archisroy would be Muta. Mash Avonimve, So in Eretz Yisrael it would be Oseh, but in Chutz Loretz it would be Muta, because the halacha is that always Chutz Loretz, if Adoy Oseh, Sveiki Muta. Always Eretz Yisrael, even Sveiki is Oseh. So Mimele Rabbi Yehuda says that the Pshat here on the Gemara, and Rabbi Yehuda is not like the stasis. The Rabbi Yehuda says, Shani Osom Dimitri Atsuye Bigavol and Mitznir. So maybe even without recourse to the Chanin Zaloche, there is especially Choche, that it wasn't from this Pardes, for this Pardes. So maybe it would be Mutea even in Eretz Yisrael. It would be Mutea, because it would be Vadaeno. So there is no special chochet. So the melee in Eretz Yisrael, so the melee, even a living Rabchanine in Eretz Yisrael, it would be Oseh. But in Chutz Loretz it would be Muta. In other words, we have three sheets. We have the sheet of tasteless, the three becoming is Olech HaHarov, that Rov is effect prevails over the Kohen Muchach, even if it was found in the Mokim itself. And then we have the Sheik of the Ramban, that Rei Vikore is Olach HaHarov. So we go Basarov, but only if it's close to that Mokim. But if it's in the Mokim itself, then it's Olach HaHarov, and it's Father of the Kohen. And then we have the Sheik of Hamiyene, that if it's close to the Mokim itself, it was not found in the Pardes itself, so then, but near the Pardes, so then called Olach HaHarov, and it's Vadai Elior. But if it was found in the Pardes itself, then they are both shocking, and they cancel out each other. So then, it's Isopika Shok. So in Chutz Loretz, they cancel out each other. So it's Mutea, because all as Sophic, all as Chutz Loretz is Mutea, and that's Soyos. So we have three sheets. Where the object was found in the Mokim itself. So according to the sheet of Tesis, we still apply a Wachel, maybe call it Olach HaHarov, and it's Vadai Rov, and then according to the Ramban, we say Olach HaKorev, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Sophic Shok. You look at the Rabbi Yehuda. Now let's see what is the Ramban. Now, פרק י' מלוכס מחוז אסור אסור אוכל יגיעו. חובס יעין הנמצא סתמונו ביפר בשלו. There is one גיוסה, but that's not the right גיוסה. We point out. There is one גיוסה אסור בשיא מטרת בנוי, but the other גיוסה is מותרס בשיא מטרת בנוי. That's the correct גיוסה. חובס יעין הנמצא תמונו ביפר בשלו. מותרס בשיא ומותרס בנוי. שנגן את גנת ומוקים ביטוי ביטאים בזה. אבל הנובים הנמצואים תמונים שום אסור. אסור. according to Israel. So, according to רב חנינא, so even by a nobin it's mutter, because Rebbe called it הלכה חרות. according to רמב"ם, even according to רב חנינא, so it's also. because כמינות כאן הוי, and it's a vada, like we call it. if it's found in the Izimoki itself, not just close to the Izimoki. So then it's a sur. Shema Mishom Nuki to Itzniyem Shom. And since the Rambam says a sur in Stam, he doesn't say a sur in the Arts of Soil, but Mutom in the Chutzlores. So it's a raya that the Rambam agrees with the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam agrees with the Shita of the Rambam that we say, Kam Nimtso Kan Hoyo, Kamim to kan hoyo, and it's vadai, or, oh, and even chutzlo etzos, where so we call it is muta. Because according to Ramiyene, the Rambam should say, asuin be'at Yisroel, umutom bechutzlo etz, and the Rambam doesn't, he doesn't say, asuin be'at Yisroel, umutom bechutzlo etz. That means it's not considered a sophical ole, it's considered as vadai ole. That's why the shite of the Rambam. Right. Now let's see how the Rambam passes. Zimin Shcheir, the city of Zimin Shcheir was all one. So then it is muta. Now the question arises, what is the Shittas HaRambam? Is the Shittas HaRambam like Teitz Ves? Is the Shittas HaRambam like Rambam? Is the Shittas HaRambam? Is the Shittas HaRambam like Ramiye? We have three Shittas. If what we call it Balach HaKharo, even against Kovim Luchach. But suppose it's not, it's more than Kovim Luchach. It's in the Mokim itself. So according to Teitz Ves, we still say, we go Basakor. According to Rambam, in such case, we go Basakor. And according to Ramiyene, we go, so it's up. Now, this Rambam says, Zim in Shcheir Mubayin, Umotza Shcheir Mubayin, Mubayin 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 Shcheir, Asur, Shaleim, Hashem O Yisr, Shizim in Poruch Lehen, Vila Achir Lehen, Vichol Sofik Mucha Nosa, so it's up. only because we pass through by the Tane, the Tzofik Buchen Yosef, but they call it Rabbi Gamliel, Tzofik Buchen is Muter, so then it's Muter. So it's Tzofik. So doesn't this Rambam seem to indicate that he passed his life, that he agrees with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda? But if he agrees with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, then he should say here, in Perkyud Milches, Macholes Asures, Halochim Gimu, that he should say, Avo Hanobi, Hanzoim Tmunom Shom, Asurim Be'arz Yisrael, Umetor Bechutz Laetz. He says, Avo Hanobi, Hanzoim Tmunim Shom. He's assuming, he said, Asurim Stam. So, he means, even Bechutz Laetz is Asurim. So it seems that the Rambam Paskins like the Ramban, but in Lucas Yontek it seems that the Ramban Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, I didn't go over the whole Ramban. The Ramban says, he's Chelek HaMitzvos, and he says, that the Gemara says, V'hani milachamke, avo amke loy mitzvi, avo amke mitzvi. So the Ramban says, that the Pshat in the Gemara is, V'hani milachamke. So, V'hani milachamke. So then even if we reject Rav Chanina's halacha, so there is especially chokh. So even if we accept Rav Chanina's halacha, so we say Kamitz Chanina. This is how the Ramban explains the Gemara. Why it was Kamitz Chanina? So the Ramban mentions the raya from the Gemara in Kedushin. So he mentions a raya that we say kanim to kanoi. So he mentions a raya from the Gemara in Dushi. Now, Beilik Abi Or and Beilik Abi Klayim. So we have a similar look. In other words, that Sofik Ole in the Eretz Yisrael is Oser, in Chutz La'aretz is Mutar. Kvaday Ole is Oser in Chutz La'aretz. Klayim also, the same thing. In the Eretz Yisrael also, Sofik Klayim is Oser. But in Chutz La'aretz, if it's Sofik Klayim, so it's Mutar. So he says, Kerem Anotu Ayak, V'yerek Nika Chutzul. In other words, if you have in the yarek, you have in the cabin, inside the cabin, you have Yerokis Matua. So that's why. And then someone sells outside the cabin, he sells yarek, outside the cabin. So the halacha is, Be'eretz Osa, Be'sur Yemuta, Be'chutz Loretz Yered Oegi. So Be'chutz Loretz is Osa. It is Muta. To buy those yorkis that are sold next to a keren that has fly. So the Ramban mentions a raya. So in the Eretz Yisrael it says is osea. So it's a raya that we say kanim to kanoyo. Now the question is against the Ramban he says to himself. The Ramban here himself says that Avraham Avinu meets me. So that means even Chutz La'aretz is Osa, because it's a Vada like the Kohen. If it was Nimtzo Be'isi Moki, in the Moki itself. V'chiho la'achor evu chudu, el mkeni mamish, v'chazo kekan Nimtzo ukan hoyo. So it's a Vada, any all. So I'm sorry. So it's in Vadayok. So it's in Vadayok. So it's in Vadayok. But then, so Yeresh is a Raya, that we say, coming to Kanoyo, from the pricing which the pricing which is set, in regard to climb also. So, Sophie climb. So, in the soil is us, in Chutzlorat is Mutter, so if you have a cap in which you have your orchids not here, so it's climb. So the orchids that grow inside the carrier are climb. Are climb. So it's also about even in Chutzlorat. So then, if somebody sells your orchids outside the carrier, close to it, so then, in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to buy it. In Chutzlorat, it's in Surya, you are allowed to buy it. You are allowed to buy it. So it's a raya that we say, can you talk an oil? But what if you if it's on the basis of that Gemara is on the basis of Kanut Kanoyo, so then the price should say that even Chutz Lorenz it should be Osir. And the price says only in Eretz Yisrael it is Osir to buy the rockets that somebody sells outside the carrier that has fire. So the same field Ramban appears like the Shita of Ramiyeh. But the Reishi says that Allah no be mitzne, Pirish Abide Vadai mitzne, Vafim of the Pranin Osea, that means it's Osea Rimu Chutz Lorenz, because it's a Vadai like Kore, because it's Nimzo based by a mocking. It's not just Kore to the mocking, but it's Nimzo in that mocking. So mainly he says it's Osea Rimu Chutz Lorenz, and then he mentions a riot from the Price of Yudushi, and there the Price of Yudushi distinguishes between Chutz Lorenz and the Eretz. Distinguishes. So there seems to be a spirit. So we have to say it. But there is one distinction. The ratio of the Ramban is reference to the case where the amount of the grapes were found inside the carrier. So then we say, can you talk on Hoyo with the Rasvada? And it's also in the Chutzlorat. Then he mentions a case of the Moray Dushi, where somebody was selling the rockets not inside the carrier, but next to the carrier, close to the carrier. In other words, so there it was a Kuvan Muhach. So in other words, what is the Ramban Shite? The Ramban Shite is that, you see, Tesis explains the whole Gemara here, that the whole Chidesh of Tachanine was the train against Kuvan Muhach is Olach Acharei. But apparently, according to the Ramban, so if it is a rave, when do we say that rave against Kore is Olach HaHarei, and it's Vadai like the rave that is in the Kore, is not a Kore Muach. It's not a Kore Muach. So then it's Olach HaHarei, and it's Vadai like the rave. But if it is a Kore Muach on one hand, let's say someone is selling the rockets next to a carrying of flying. So it's called the Muha. So, and then we have what? And if we have a Kuvan Muha, someone is selling the rockets next to a carrying of flying. So then according to the Ramban, so that will be more in Dushi. So according to the Ramban, so in that case, so we say that it is isofik if it's against the Kuvan Muhach. But if it's a Kuvan Loi Muhach, so then it's Olach HaHarei and it's Vadai like the rain. But if it's Nitzo in the Mokim itself, so then it is a Vadai. It is a Vadai like the God. So the Raya of the Ramban is that we say Kanim to Kanoyo, because from the Gemara in Dushi we see that even in the case where the Yarek was not sold inside the carrier, but the Yarek was sold next door to the carrier, so since it was such a Kuvan Muhach, so we see that it is Sofik Hashoko, and the Gemara says that in Chutz Lorenz it is Mutea, but over there it is only Sofik Hashoko. Mashrikei, in the case where it is far indeed the mocking itself. So there it's not only a Savita Shoko. There it is Vada, like the God. Now, from the Rambam Milches Macholes Asures, in Perikut Milches Macholes Asures Aloch Yirkemu, so it's Mashma, he says, Chomis Yain Hanutz is Muna Bitardes, Shalole, Muteres Bissir, Muteres Bano. And then he says, Aru Anomim Hanutzoni, Mulimshom, Asuri, Shemo Mishom Yokitu, Mitzimishom. So the Rambam is saying, he doesn't say Asuri, Asuri, Beatz Israel. He says Asuri. And there are, so it's mashma, even a chutzmoretz it's asur. So it's mashma that he agrees with the shite of the Rambam, not with the shite of Rami. But then the Rambam Hilchos Yontev, when the Rambam says, Zimin shchirim uleinu motzei shchirim mokim uleinu moshchirim mokim shchirim, is asur. Why? Because so called tzofik mucha nosa, the implication being according to Rambam Leah, when tzofik mucha is muter, so it would be muter. So it seems that the paskin sees bachila like hamiyeh, but there is no kasha. We said before that in this case of zimen shcherim ulevei umotzer shcherim mokrevei ulevei mokrevei shcherim. So in view of the fact that you have two compartments, so then it's not considered like nitzo in the moki manish, because it's two separate compartments. So that's only a kovin muhach. If it's a kohen muchach, so the melee, in such a case, as the Ramban himself says, that in explaining the Gemara in Kedushin, that if somebody sells Yerokis next to the Kerem, but not in the Kerem itself, so then in Chutz La'aretz it's muta to buy, in Chutz La'aretz and Soye, but in Eretz Yisrael it's also. So in other words, so if it's two separate compartments in the same shaver, then it's not considered as if it's nitzo in that mocking itself. It's only considered as kovid muchach. So when there is a conflict between rov and kovid muchach, so then the Rambam shite is like the Rambam, so then it's considered like a sof. But if it's found in the mocking itself, then it's considered like a vada, like the kovid. Because of kamitzo kanoyo. So in other words, the Rambam shite is like the shite of the Rambam. Now just one more point. We went over the whole Gemara, and I just want to repeat what I said before in the previous year, in answering the kashi against the Rambam, because the Rambam is masmit, the kimte of Yeshev bin Or. So we said that the Rambam explains the Gemara's kashi, the way it was supposed to be, not the way Tesis explained it. Tesis explains the Gemara's kasha in the Zogu Daume, that the kasha is directed against Rav Chachanim's din. So even if reckoned in Fishim Nei, so the Kedor should still not be Nechuyeves in the Neglaruche, because of the Zogu Daume, so no one should be in the Neglaruche. So the Gemara gives, that's Tesis kasha. So the Gemara gives the Teretz, B'Yishen has been over. She said, no, but the Rambam, according to the Rambam's pshat in the Gemara's kasha of the Mizmos of Udlaum is directed not against Rav Chanine, but against the Tarz said that when does the Iraq Rebob bring the Negla Rufe, only there is no more a distant city that is efficient, that has a bigger population. But if there is a relatively more distant city that has a larger population, so then the Achritin and Fishin brings Nabi Krevo. So then the Makshin is the Kashi, even in the case where there is an Achritin and Fishin, so the Krevo should bring the Nevarufe, because who has to bring the Nevarufe? The one that presumably is the place of origin of the Ritzeach of the Nera. But even if there is an Achito, the deficient name, why should we say that the Achito, the deficient name, is the place of origin of the Ritzeach, which lays the Basak of the Alme? So we should say that the origin of the Ritzeach is one of the talents of the Alme. So the Mele, the Yirakreva should bring, even in that case, even if there is a hidden vision, eh? So the more I give the Teretz, the Yishev has been off. When does the Tarz say that that il fikachil and fishmanay, so that the fish bring the barufe, only if it's ishevet benori. But if it's not ishevet benori, so then, even if it's ikachil and fishmanay, the kribah is. But then the question still arises, so the Rambam, why does the Rambam say that if there is an achitel in fishmanay, then the fish brings the barufe, he should say only if the kribah and the fish are both enclosed by ori, and the Rambam doesn't say it. So then we said, because according to Rabbi Gersh and the Rabbi Mirzishan, so there is a machlokes between Abai and Rabbi as to the scope of Rabbi Chanina's halacha. According to Abai, so Rabbi Chanina says, that Rabbi Kovet is all a chacha of even Rabbi Sheini Motsu, is all a chacha. Is all a chacham, and according to Rabbi, only Rav Motzu Bikoret is all a chacham. But Rav Sheini Motzu Bikoret is not all a chacham. Now, according to Rabbi Gersh, so when the Gemara says Rabbi Mani, so it means that Rabbi was crazy, and ultimately, he considered to Abai. That Chachamim is din of Rebbe Kovet or Acharav applies even to Rebbe Sheini Motzu. But according to the Rav Amir in Beit Zain or Vasre, it's just the reverse. That the maskona of Rebbe, the final sheet of Rebbe is that only Rebbe Motzu Bikoret is on Acharav. But Rebbe Sheini Motzu Bikoret is not on Acharav. Is that right? That's the shite of the Meir. So the Meir will say that the Gemara is kasha. That the Gemara is kasha of the Mezibos of Udal, which according to Rambam is directed against the Tals. Why does the Tals say that if there is a Achir and a Fishmanay? So then the Nefisha brings that Baruch. Even if there is a Achir and a Fishmanay, the Nefisha should not bring that Baruch. Should not bring it about. Because as against the Ruben and Fishman, there is another law. There is the law of Pasahud Daume, which should prevail as against the law of the Fishman. So when is that true? That is true if we say like Abai, that the aloche of that is only true if we say like Abai, that the aloche of Rav, we call it Rav HaKharav, applies even to Rav Sheini Motzu. Even to Rav Sheini Motzu. Masha'im came if we say, like Rav, that Aloche of faith of that Rav HaKharav applies only to Rav Motzu. But it doesn't apply to Rav Sheini Motzu. So we may, the wise Rav HaMotzu more effective than the Rav Sheini Motzu. Because in Rav Sheini Motzu, a Rav HaMotzu, you have an umdre. That's a bill. But in a Rav HaMotzu, that's an umdre, Rav HaMotzu. But Rav Sheini Motzu, that's only a din. Now, so, if there is a conflict between two roles, of the role in the fishermen and the role of Ruben Daume, so which Rav is a Rav HaMotzu? The Ruben in Fishman is the Rav HaMotzu. But the Ruben Daume is not the Rav HaMotzu. So maybe, why did the Gemara ask the Rezobos of Ruben Daume? So it was directed against the Tarzan. The Tarzan said that where there is a Ruben, the Fishman, so then the Ruben in Fishman has to bring in a Glarufe. So the Gemara has the Kashe. But even if there is a Ruben and Fishman, so, but as against the Ruben and Fishman, there is a law of a Ruben Daume. So, in other words, the Machin assume that the Ruben Daume is more effective than the Ruben and Fishman. That is true if we say that Rovi Kohen is over.